You're now listening to Pop Drones on CITR 101.9. That was a brand new track by Sunny Day in Glasgow. Also happens to be a beautiful sunny day in Vancouver. That's a brand new one taken from their new LP on the Mis Ojos label. That one's called Close Chorus. You should be able to snatch that one up at any halfway decent record store in the city. I highly, highly recommend it, especially if you're into any of the new wave of shoegaze that's been somewhat happening in the last little while. That's their second record, and they're from Philadelphia. They haven't made it this far up the West Coast yet. I'd love to see them live. I've seen some YouTube clips. It looks like they can actually take some of that huge production value in the studio and do it live. We'll see about that, though. We got a whole lot of new stuff to cover this week. We've got some Wooden Ships tickets to give away, and that'll be getting done about 45 minutes, an hour here. Wooden Ships will be playing at the Anza Club this coming Sunday night. That should be getting going around 8 or 9 o'clock. We've got a couple local openers, including Von Bingen and Solars. That should be an amazing show. If you don't win the tickets, I highly recommend you head down to the Anza Club and fork over the $10 or so and go see that one. That should be really good. So we'll be giving tickets away for that in about 45 minutes, an hour. We'll give you some time to get your phones ready as we get closer. But right now we're going to start off with a relatively new track from one of my favorite new groups from San Francisco. They're called Grass Widow. They've got an LP out on Make a Mess Records, and they also have a brand new 12-inch on Crack Captured Tracks. And it's only four songs, but it's heavy, heavy on the turntable right now. We're going to play a little bit here for you right now. This is Lulu's Lips by Grass Widow on CITR 101.9.
Yes.
You're listening to Pop Drones on CITR 101.9. That's a brand new one from a London group called Veronica Falls. They actually don't have anything out for release yet. They are from London, UK. But it looks like, according to the MySpace, they're good friends with Captured Tracks, so I wouldn't doubt if they had something lined up with that label in the very near future. Just ahead of that was also another group from London. It's a group called Pens. Three young girls who have made a clattering mess of an LP, though quite enjoyable through and through. Any fans of the Shags out there and they want to get a modern dose of it, I highly recommend you pick up brand new LP by Pens. That's a new one on Distill. It's called Hey Friend, What You Doing? And then just ahead of that was Grass Widow with Lulu's Lips. That's a brand new 12-inch on Captured Tracks. Right now we've got a brand new track from Amen Dunes. That's a brand new one on the Locust label. He currently resides in Beijing right now. Amen Dunes, a one-man bedroom wonder. Not a lot known about him. He sort of released this LP and has pretty much disappeared. As far as I can see, there's no interviews with him out there. And he's remained pretty quiet since the release of this record, which has actually garnered some pretty good reviews, but hear it here for yourself on Pop Drones.
stopped trying to define punk around the same time I stopped trying to define Islam. They aren't so far removed as you think. Both began in tremendous bursts of truth and vitality that seem to have lost something along the way. The energy, perhaps, that comes with knowing the world has never seen such positive force and fury and never would again. Both have suffered from sellouts and hypocrites, but also from true believers whose devotion had crippled their creative drive. Both are viewed by outsiders as unified, cohesive communities when nothing can be further from the truth. I could go on, but the most important similarity is that, like punk, Islam is itself a flag, an open symbol representing not things, but ideas. You cannot hold punk or Islam in your hands, so what could they mean besides what you want them to?
CITR and the Vancouver International Film Festival present Twakor, The Birth of Punk Islam. Misfit Muslims the world over embracing a new subculture called Twakor, otherwise known as punk Islam. The film follows the three misfit rebels who dreamed up the whole thing.
We should go out west sometime and just load up a van so we can't fit no more and then have guys hanging off the side like in Rawalpindi. Down the I-90. Get a van, make like an interstate jamaat.
Twakor, The Birth of Punk Islam, is played Saturday, October 3rd at 9:30 p.m. and Monday, October 5th at 1:15 p.m. at the Empire Granville Cinema. Brought to you by the Vancouver International Film Festival and CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates this outcry, this clamor. He creates this nightmare of noise.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He's a sonic mess, basically. The discordant notes are just a hubbub, a cacophony.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
He creates a disturbance because he's basically disturbed.
If it makes noise, it has some merit.
Basically, this is a worthless racket. The man is mentally incompetent.
For the most ear-splitting forays into noise, prog, early industrial, no wave, plunderphonic, psych, and altogether way out sound, tune into A Noise with your host Luke Meat every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM. A Noise. Music that isn't in its right mind.
You're back with Pop Drones on CITR 101.9. That last track there was a brand new one from Six Finger Satellite, the fully reformed Six Finger Satellite. That one's called Half Control, taken from the album Half Control, released on Load Records. And just sandwiched in the middle of that triple set there was a new one by Nerve City. That's a brand new 10-inch on the Kill Shaman label. That track was called Patience as a Virtue. And starting the set off there was Amen Dunes with a song entitled Amen Dunes. And that's taken from his full-length LP called Dia, released on the Locust label. Up next, we've got a little bit of gnarliness coming your way. Some Piss Jeans, some Anals, some Billy Bao. And just soon after that, we're going to give away some tickets for the Wooden Ship Show, which is coming up this Sunday, playing at the Anza Club. And that one's being presented to you by the up-and-coming Twee Death promotional company. He's got a lot of exciting shows coming up, including a December bill with Sick Alps with the Magic Markers. And he's also bringing up Blues Control in the near future, and Naja playing at the Rickshaw Theater, I believe, about a week and a half from now. You can go to tweedeath.com for some more information on that. But we'll be giving tickets away to the Ship's show in about 20 minutes or so. So get those phones ready. But right now, this is a brand new one by Piss Jeans. Sorry, scratch that. This is going to be a brand new one by Dictaphone. This is a brand new release on the Sweet Rot label. And following that, we've got another Sweet Rot release. Piss Jeans will be coming up in a little bit. Right now, this is Dictaphone on the CITR 101.9.
CRTC is asking the public for comments as part of a nationwide review of campus and community radio. That review includes this station. We're asking that you let the CRTC know what local, nonprofit, volunteer-driven radio means to you and your community. Maybe you're a fan of community radio. Maybe you've donated. Or maybe you're a volunteer. Then please write to the CRTC and make sure you tell them you support the idea of stable funding for the sector. To submit your comments, visit the website crtc.notlong.com and look for review number 418, the review of campus and community radio. The last day for comments is Friday, October 16th.
You're listening to Pop Drones on CITR 101.9. That was a brand new one from Piss Jeans. That one was called Dream Smotherer. Anyone who caught their show just recently at the Media Club, I'm sure we'll never forget it. Unfortunately, I was out of town for that one. I had to miss it. But I heard it was quite amazing. Ahead of that was Dictaphone. That's a brand new 7-inch on Sweet Rot. And in the middle there was Sex Church. It's a brand new 7-inch as well on Sweet Rot. That's a local band, Sex Church. If you've been paying attention to the show, you've heard them here before. We're going to be giving away Wooden Ships tickets in about 10-15 minutes, but right now we're gonna keep this gnarliness going and play a brand new one by Francis Anals. This is called She's the Man.
Yeah! Thank you.
It's a brand new one by Billy Bao on the Parts Unknown label. That if that didn't wake you up yet, nothing will, and especially this Wooden Ships track that's about to come up. We are about to give away some tickets for that. We'll make it nice and easy. We'll play the song. First one to call gets a pair of tickets to Wooden Ships. They're playing the Anza Club this Sunday, the 27th, with Solars and Von Bingen backing them up. Before that, Billy Bao track was Francis Anals with a brand new track off their LP on Permanent Records. The song was called She's the Man. And then ahead of that was Piss Jeans with Dreams Smotherer from their brand new LP on the Sub Pop label. So we're going to give away some Ships tickets. First one to call gets a pair for this Sunday.
I'm
You're back with Pop Drones on CITR 101.9. That's a brand new one by Wooden Ships, taken from their Mexican Summer 12-inch called Contact. That's actually a Serge Gainsbourg cover. In case you couldn't hear the French in there, the Serge in there. No callers on that Wooden Ships. We're going to give him one more chance here. You can give us a call here at 604. I believe it's 822-CITR. Let me just double check that for you here. We're going to be playing a brand new track by Moon Duo, which is actually Ripley, the lead guitarist from Wooden Ships. And that's his side project, totally solo. Definitely along the same lines. He's got a brand new 12-inch coming out on the Sacred Bones label out of Brooklyn. That one's due out in the next week or two. Should be pretty good. We're going to play a little piece off of the MySpace here. This song's called Dead West. It's by Moon Duo. Call in for a pair of tickets to the Wooden Ships show. Totally free. You'll be at the door. Give us a call at 604-822-CITR.
Thank you. thought about volunteering with Big Sisters? Maybe now is the time. Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland provides girls aged 7 to 17 with a champion, a mentor who's there to simply be their friend and cheer them on. Become a study buddy tutor and spend 1 hour a week helping your little sister learn to love school. Or become a big sister and spend 3 fun hours a week just hanging out with your little sister. If you're age 19 or older, please visit bigsisters.bc.ca to find out more. Maybe now is the time.
You're back with Pop Drones on CITR 101.9. Congratulations to Aaron Walsh. He has got himself a pair of tickets to the Wooden Ships show coming up this Sunday at the Anza Club. That should be kicking off around 8, 9 o'clock. Von Bingen and Solar's rounding out that bill there. Right now we got the head of that was Moon Duo, which was a Ripley from the Wooden Ships. He's the singer and lead guitarist. And he's got a brand new 12-inch coming out on the Sacred Bones label based out of Brooklyn. And that one should be coming out in the next couple of weeks. We were playing that track off of their MySpace there. But right now we've got a brand new one-sided full-length by Ontario's Fossils. This is released on the Ketchup Cavern label based out of right here in Vancouver. And for those that don't know, Fossils has been around for a few years now, and he's released, looks like, hundreds of cassettes and CDRs on a ton of labels, including some of the biggest noise labels out there, like RRR, and then some other smaller ones, 905 Tapes, Catholic, Excitebike, Digitalis, Baked Tapes, Anathema Sound, Bug Incision, tons and tons. You can check out his insane discography on his MySpace page. But this is a brand new sidelong piece by Hamilton, Ontario's Fossils on CITR 101.9.
Thank you.
It's a brand new one from Hamilton, Ontario's Fossils. That's released on local label Ketchup Cavern. You can probably pick that one up via his website there. I believe it's just ketchupcavern.com to order that one. Right now, we're going to close things out with a little excerpt from a brand new cassette from Chicago's Le Cryon, who've received a lot of positive press recently, including some positive reviews in Rockarola, the Chicago Reader, and, of course, Byron Coley all over that one. You can grab a lot of their stuff from Fusetron and a few other distros, but their stuff seems to disappear quite quickly. This is a brand new cassette on a label called Fan Death Records. It's a 60-minute tape called Rain of Ashes. We're going to listen to about 5 minutes of it before we get into a noise here. Thanks for everyone who called for the Wooden Ships tickets. We'll see you there on Sunday. Make sure you don't miss that one. It'll be the Wooden Ships' first appearance in Vancouver, and who knows when they'll be back. That's it for Pop Drones this week.
I am a serious rhythm machine. Now try pleasure. www.citr.ca. You win. CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
What do you like?
I love picnics.
What do you like?
I like me first, then my sisters and brothers.
What do you like?
Hitting this tin can with a spoon. Ah.
What do you like?
Messing up a room.
What do you like?
I like pina colada.
What do you like?
Dead burnt bodies.
What do you like?
Sadists. Known perverts and Mormons.
What do you like?
Noise!
Good morning. It is 11:32 in the a.m. You know what that means. It's time for a noise, as it is every Wednesday from 11:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. with your host, Luke Meat, here. How you doing? I'm going through one of the worst illnesses I've had in 10 years' time. So the voice is a little strained. Yeah, my back hurts. No, bitch. I'm an old man. Coming up in the next hour and a half, we're going to focus on a lot of shows that are coming to town. Holy moly. The month of October is pretty incredible for a lot of experimental and noisy stuff that we're going to talk about. And the months beyond, we will talk about. But we're going to start the show off today with something I scored this weekend. Thanks to the kind folks at Audiopile. And this is a pretty rare one. It's really late 70s era krautrock. Lilienthal is the name of the band. Lilienthal is the side project of Dieter Möbius after Cluster took a little bit of a break. And he is joined by a whack load of heavy hitters. Two members from the jazz rock band Kerrang. We've got Johannes Papert on alto sax. And they hire, just for good measure, they hire the legendary Connie Plank to join in. So you've got six of the most cutting edge and leaders of krautrock. And I'm a bit paranoid of late era 70s krautrock. This album is quite beautiful, floats everywhere between ambient synth to rock jazz. And we're going to listen to side one here and kick back, relax, and hope you enjoy it. I think it's quite beautiful. This is Lilienthal on A Noise.